with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And I have such a great day today. I talk about the golden threads that connect me to authors, and I've got golden threads all over the place today. My first guest, this is so funny. I was begging publicists. You know, they send me so many books. I get 10, 12, sometimes 20 books a week. And they say, pick which ones you want. And I kept telling them, send me something that will make me smile. Send me something that I will fall in love with. And then I get this wonderful book. I'm holding it up to the camera for anybody who's watching on YouTube. And it is called My What If Year. And the author is Alicia Fernandez Miranda. Oh boy, oh boy. I am so happy to welcome you to the program, Alicia.
Cassie, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Wow. As we say in Yiddish, beshert. It was meant to be.
I love it. My mom is Jewish, actually, so I've heard that one before.
Yeah, so you heard it. And when something's beshert, it's beshert. Because, I'll tell you, from the first page. Now, there's so many things I love about you. I love the whole story. I love everything. But I must say that it starts off so beautifully. I was so thrilled because it starts off with somebody drinking. Now, I'm not a great drinker, well, although I have been known to imbibe, but it starts off at the Bloomsbury Hotel in London. Now, when I made my first trip to London, that's where I stayed.
Really?
Yeah, of course, because as a reader, as somebody who was always reading, and I came to London for the purpose of buying a house near where Jane Austen lived, was born, actually. So, of course, where did I want to go to stay? I mean, I knew the hotel from reading books. And so there I am at the Bloomsbury looking for an estate agent to take me out to the countryside so I could find a cottage, actually. I already knew I wanted a cottage. So when I got this book, and there you are at the Bloomsbury drinking. Now, you are drinking in the Coral Room. They didn't have the Coral Room in those days. And I was so sweet and innocent. I wasn't drinking a great deal in the day. Later on, though, whenever I would go to London, I didn't have to stay in a hotel. But when I'd meet people, that's the hotel where I would meet people.
It is a beautiful place, a beautiful place. And I love that story. I can't believe it.
It's just, it's so gorgeous. When I think of being at the hotel, and I was really scared, you know, it was my first trip to London. I was so young. I had saved my money. I had $25,000 to buy a house in England. Now, so you can imagine that's a few years ago. But at 11, I decided I was going to live near where Jane Austen was born, which is another golden thread that links me to you, because when you packed up to go to school, what did you take with you? Your Jane Austen books.
Of course.
So there's so many things. But let's get back to the drinking. I do know, and in those days, things are different, but I know in those days, the bars did open very early. So you could really start early there. They used to close, of course, they had that closing in the afternoon. Everything about this book started from that lovely time sitting in the Coral Room, which, by the way, I had a look at it. I had to have a look at it. It is gorgeous, but that was opened about 10 years ago, maybe, something like that. So tell us about that day.
Oh, well, you know, I was with my two best friends in the world. We had sort of managed to steal away this weekend. So I was living in London at the time. My kids were not that far away from me, but I had managed to get away for the weekend with two of my best friends, and we were just having one of those great nights where you're just talking and dreaming, and the martinis are helping with that, and we're in this beautiful, beautiful space. And, you know, we were all kind of getting close to 40, and we were starting to talk about what it is that we would do if we could do anything. And I sort of articulated this thought that had been in the back of my head that I hadn't shared with anybody about wanting to go and experience what it was like to work in the theater, especially musical theater. It was not something I had ever done before, but I knew it was something I wanted to do, and I said, you know, I'll do anything. I will scrape gum from off the bottom of the seat. I will fold playbills. I will clean up garbage. I would do absolutely anything to be part of this experience. And my friend Rebecca said, yeah, you know, like, you could be an intern. And that is where the idea for my What If Year was born, this idea that maybe I could go be an intern.
Wow. Well, you know, a few martinis, into a few martinis, all things become possible.
Very true.
And you made it happen. So it's just, as I said, I was telling the publicist, please, please send me something that will put a smile on my face. And then I get this book and I'm like laughing through the whole thing.
Oh, thank you. That makes me so happy.
Because you did some really wonderful things. And it is just, I think it's such a good thing for women to read this book, to see that, yes, you can try everything. And I just wish young women would read it and say, yeah, I should try a lot of different things, because you learn so much.
Absolutely.
So tell us how you started this adventure. Then we'll go on.
You know, I woke up the next morning, you know, with the hangover from the martinis. But the idea was kind of still there. And it was coming at a time in my life where I had achieved a lot of professional success. I had a very, you know, satisfying personal life. And I had all the things that I was supposed to have. And yet I was feeling stuck. I was feeling unhappy. I couldn't figure out why. And, you know, CEO of my own company. And I just felt, this can't be it. I need to find what else is out there. And I decided to go forward by looking backwards. So, you know, this idea kind of snowballed from sharing it with my girlfriends that night. And it became, could I spend a year taking mini sabbaticals from my real job and my real life and go out and intern at all the jobs I wanted to do when I was a kid? I had minored in art history. Could I do an internship in the art world? I was, of course, obsessed with musical theater. So could I do something in theater? You know, there were things like marine biologist and working at Disney and, you know, being captain of a shrimp boat. That one never made it very far, but that was on the list too. But just to try these things and have these experiences and see what happened at the end of it. And so I set out to do that. I spent 8 months after the martini night thinking it was absolutely not possible, but kind of dreaming about it all of the time. And then I finally decided to take the first step. So I said, all right, I'm going to put this first month in my calendar. I'm going to say I'm out of the office and I'm going to plan. I'm going to ask everybody I know for an internship. And eventually I got the opportunity to go shadow two shows in New York, one off Broadway and one on Broadway. They were both about to open. And I took off for my first internship, left my husband and kids behind in London, and I went to New York on February 29th, 2020. So if you're thinking back to that time in the grand scheme of the world, you can imagine what happened next.
Wow. Right in the middle of the pandemic, you decide on an adventure.
Correct.
And in New York City, of all places.
Yes. But, you know, still at that early time where there were plenty of people saying, oh, this is all going to blow over. And, you know, I kind of had my fingers in my ear and just was saying, no, this is fine, because I got to go and live my childhood dream. I was sitting in on rehearsals with this two incredible casts that were putting on these productions. I was trying very hard to make myself useful, but I was having the experience I had always dreamed of having. And so when theaters did eventually close down mid-March 2020, man, that was a real blow.
So when you got to the first one and you said, hi, I'm an intern, I'm just double that 20 and here
exactly.
What was it like? And tell us, what did they say to you?
Oh, man. So, I mean, I was a nervous wreck, because even though I had lots of confidence in other areas of my professional life, I had never done anything like this before. I had only ever been an audience member of the theater besides, you know, one time I was Hotbox Girl number 2 in a college production of Guys and Dolls. So, you know, it was so new, and I was surrounded by actual geniuses. On my first day of my first internship, I literally ran into Stephen Sondheim on the way in and nearly knocked him over. He was 90. You know, this was like, oh my God, I could not believe this happened to me. So I'm surrounded by these brilliant, brilliant geniuses. And so at first I was very nervous and I really wanted to be helpful. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. I didn't want to just seem like this, you know, middle-aged woman coming in and swanning around and doing nothing. So I started by doing what I always do when I enter a new room, desperately trying to make friends with people and trying to get them to let me take on some tasks for them and be helpful, and being as kind as I possibly could. I used my dad's constant refrain, which was kill him with kindness, and just really trying to absorb as much as I could and to be someone who they could rely on to help out with, even though I did not look like the typical intern.
Well, I love this thing from your dad. Yes, kill them with kindness. It really works, and in so many ways, because sometimes it just drives them crazy. They start wondering about themselves. They start saying, if she's so kind, why am I such a miserable person?
It's really hard, I think, if someone is smiling at you all the time to not eventually smile back, even if it's just to make them go away.
That's true. It's wonderful. Wow. That's exciting. So now, when you got to New York, did you tell us of how you, where you stayed and what was that for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I started out in this apartment. It was an Airbnb, and I thought it was making all, it was looked very, very pretty online. It said it was above an upscale restaurant, and of course I arrived there, the whole place reeks of marijuana, and I'm over like a Philly cheesesteak bar somewhere in the West Village that plays music at obscene volumes until 4 a.m. So I think I'm finally like, here I am. First of all, I'm like, I'm free from my kids for a few weeks. I'm going to sleep as much as possible. No, that was not in the cards for me. So I was there first. And then eventually I had to get out of there. And so I ended up at the Ace Hotel in Midtown, which is a hotel that has a coffee shop and a bakery and a bagel shop in the lobby. So didn't even have to get out of my pajamas. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I think if I was going to be in a place above, I would want to be above a Chinese restaurant because I could eat a lot of Chinese food.
Delicious.
But
delicious.
When you're young and you do these things, I stayed in all sorts of weird, strange places. But when you're a little bit older, so you want a few more creature comforts.
That is very true. I wish I was the type of person who could say I was willing to stay anywhere. And I would, for one night, I'd do almost anything, but more than that isn't much.
Exactly. So what other adventures did you have? Well, when you got to the Broadway show, this was, it's so exciting. Now, I have some experience in the theater backstage because my children became actors. And they were always in the theater. And I landed up being the one making the stage production side. And I actually built a dragon, a 20-foot dragon.
Oh, wow.
One time out of paper mache. So it was children's theater, but, it was professional children's theater. So we had a lot of work backstage, and I love it. I love being backstage. Isn't it exciting?
It's so vibrant, and it is. You just feel so lucky to be surrounded by all of these people making incredible art all the time. I mean, I would love, love, love to go back and do it all again. I think if there was one internship that I would repeat, it would be that one. And I, just in case anyone's listening, I'm an excellent intern. You can have me come back.
Hey, anybody listening to this program who hears this, I will join her. I will go with Alicia. We will be intern.
We'll be a double act, Cassie. This is perfect.
We would be terrific because we can smile like crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, and we might have a few martinis. Just to keep us smiling.
After the show, of course.
Because the chaos behind stage that people don't understand, but it's such controlled chaos. Everybody knows their job. Everybody knows what has to be done. It's really a miracle sometimes when you think of the final production that the audience sees and what goes on behind stage.
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty of it. There's all of these pieces that as an audience member I had never gotten to see. And, part of me was worried, like, oh, if I see what happens behind the scenes, is that going to change how I feel when I go see this amazing production? But it didn't. It made me value and appreciate it even more than I did before.
Exactly. Once you've been backstage and you've seen these people, and it's all of the people who never get on stage, all of the people who put it together, their dedication to their work, their love for their work. It's so impressive. And you're right, when one day you're back in the audience and you watch it, you think, wow, these people are amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that was fun. So you had fun in New York, and we've got some more adventures. Oh, and we're running out of time, so we have to run through these. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back.
Okay, well, twist my arm, Patsy. I guess I will.
Okay, so what's the next adventure?
Oh, my gosh, I know. Well, I'll zip through. So, you know, the pandemic happened. Theaters closed down. Flights were canceled, and I had to rush home. Cut my internship short. My kids were no longer in school, and all of a sudden we were in lockdown. And so I was not willing to give up on my project. So I managed to do a virtual internship during the very kind of early stages of the first UK lockdown, which was sort of April 2020. And I worked for a retro dance and fitness company doing mostly market research. So trying out all the different virtual fitness classes that were now available in this new world of online fitness. And I managed to do that and did a lot of weird and wonderful classes through that time. And then I was kind of on a roll. I did two more internships. I worked for a contemporary art dealer in central London, so buying and selling painting and sculpture. And then I worked at a beautiful hotel and restaurant on the Isle of Skye in rural Scotland, being very bad at every task that was assigned to me.
Well, let's go back to the art dealership. I have to hear about this. Now, was this also virtual, or you actually were in?
This was in person.
In person. That's what I love.
Me too. I mean, everything felt, just going back to galleries was, you know, amazing after having been kind of locked down for so long. And I was doing a little bit of everything, a lot of research, learning about different artists and different paintings and sculptures and what their provenance was. I was doing a lot of database cleanup. And then my favorite part was that I got to go to all sorts of galleries and exhibitions. I was picking up art and dropping off art and just kind of like having a marvelous time.
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful job. Absolutely fantastic. And as an artist of some, well, I don't know, I do some dabbling. I love the idea of working in a gallery. But now let's get to Scotland, because I love Scotland. I spent a lot of time in Scotland. My husband was a pilot, and we had a small plane, and we used to fly out of an old RAF field up to Scotland. We do it all the time because we love Scotland. He had a good friend who smoked salmon business. Mm. So, I mean, we'll fly for smoked salmon. So I love Scotland. And we used to stay in the George Hotel in Edinburgh. I love Scotland, and I love luxury hotels. Tell us about the one that you worked at.
Well, it is a marvelous place. It's called Kinloch Lodge, and it's on the loch with a mountain behind it on the Isle of Skye, which has more sheep than people in terms of its population, but a very, very beautiful place. And so I came on to do a rotational internship, which means I spent a week kind of in the kitchen and the restaurant. I spent a week front of house, so checking people in and out. I spent a week in the office filing. I filed at all my internships. I got very good at it by the end. And then I spent a week kind of floating around. I was working events and weddings. I was working at the bar. I was stoking fires and all sorts of these very romantic Scottish things. And I loved it all, but I really found in that something I could not get better at, no matter how hard I tried. I was dropping food. I was spilling soda bottles on myself. I checked a couple into the wrong room where somebody else was already in there.
Ooh.
You know, it was all sorts of mishap. I'm not surprised that while I remain very good friends with them and have actually helped them write a cookbook, they have never asked me to come back and work at the hotel.
Well, I don't know. Now they're going to comp you. Once everybody starts buying this book, everybody's going to want to go to the hotel, hoping that there are some more interns working there, dropping trays, setting themselves on fire. I don't know. It's so much fun. Now, I worked for the Hotel Intercontinental. So I love the hotel business, and I know all the different parts of a hotel business, and it was so much fun. I loved it so much, and then to read your story about your experiences, I think it's hilarious.
Thank you so much, Patsy, and thank you for calling it fun, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to write a book that would be the kind of book I like to read, and I love fun books. I love books that make me smile and laugh and, yes, make me think, but bring some joy and entertainment into my life. So I'm so glad you said that. Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad you use the word joy. Well, you know, it's exactly what I said. When I was really I was almost really getting desperate. I'm rereading old books that made me smile. And then I get this because I just needed it. And with all the connections that we have of all the things that, so many things that you love, I love, and I think it's just such a thrill that you wrote this. I don't know if at the time, the day you started it, you said, well, you know, this is going to make a great book.
Well, you know, I didn't ever know that I was actually going to be able to write a whole book, but I mentioned it to some people at the beginning because it was like a very convenient excuse. I think the idea that I was going off to do all these internships for no reason besides the fact that I wanted to, that was like, people felt like that was very transgressive. But if I said, oh, I'm going off to do this, but I'm going to maybe write a book about it one day, all of a sudden that became like very acceptable.
Yeah,
to
then that's it. Yeah, well, it's research. Research. Mm-hmm. Writers have to do research. And,
exactly.
You know, it's tax deductible too. So, do you realize that at all? I don't know.
I wish I would have known that in advance.
Yeah. I mean, this is the wonderful thing about being a writer doing some, you know, great research. It's tax deductible here in America. I don't know. Yeah, I know you're from Miami, but I don't know where you file your taxes. But yeah, it's tax deductible. So, and the wonderful thing about it, you know, some people might say, "Well, oh, this is out of reach." You know, I have, as you said, you have kids, you have husband, you have and blah. But it is still even doable on a small scale. If you have these ideas in your head, you might not be able to take off and, you know, go to Scotland. But you can do internship in your own local theaters. You can work in your own luxury hotel in your area. All of these things, you can have this experience and you can have this fun on a smaller scale.
You can volunteer. You can take an art class. You can. There's so many ways, I think, to find those things that are part of your story and part of who you are and reconnect with them if you've lost them. I mean, that's where I was, you know. I had really lost a lot of the things that brought me so much joy in my life. And I do use the word joy because I think that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm trying to chase those joyful things after this experience. And it's so easy to do that, even though I know it sometimes seems really scary to do something that might not be comfortable or that you might fail at, but it's just so worth it, even if it's a small thing.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Do it today.
You are, I think you're an inspiration. So what's a website people should find you?
You can find me at aliciaesmiranda.com, and that's A-L-I-S-H-A. And you can buy my What If Year anywhere books are sold. You can even listen to my lovely voice read it for the audiobook, if that's what you like.
Oh, yes. I haven't done that yet. Oh, my goodness. And then I'm going to get some giggles. Oh, I think you're fantastic, Alicia. I hope and I think, yeah, it's funny. I've got two authors today. You, because it's Beshert. It was meant to be. My next author is also a Beshert author, something meant to be. I think your book, I think her book, should both be put into movies. Movies that I see in my head. When I see a book in my head, and it's a movie, it's a film, it's a streaming video, this will make a wonderful, wonderful, and fun film. So I hope that you get a movie deal.
Thank you, Patsy. Put that out in the universe and let's make it happen.
I am going to put it out in the universe. I mean, literally, I'm putting it out in the universe. I'm going to promote it as a book that I want to see somebody make a film of. Everybody listen. Okay. And again, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. You are a joy, Alicia.
You are as well, Patsy. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye. Wow. I like this book. Bye-bye now.